working on the Parents Are the First Guru talk. It's coming along. And one of the points is called parental closeness. I thought I'd share that. Parental closeness in this sense means the children being close to the parents. Parental closeness is when children reach adulthood and they choose to spend time with the parents because they really enjoy being with them. A strong bond of love and understanding exists. This is epitomized in the instances when the adult daughter considers her mother to be her best friend. The adult son, the father, the best friend. Unfortunately, the result of current parenting techniques is quite often the opposite. We know of many instances of when the boy reaches adulthood, he moved out of the home and maintained as little contact with his father as possible. How then is parental closeness developed? It is through expressing our love through actions and words. Interesting story here on Gurudeva. Our family of monks were raised by Gurudeva, were often hugged by him. Even now, some monks have told me that the first thing Gurudeva does when he meets them in the inner worlds is to give them a big hug. He really does. Gives you a big hug. In addition to hugging, the three magic words, what are the three magic words? I love you. Need to be verbalized often. So the point here is, particularly in Asia, there's not enough expression of love. It's not enough just to say to yourself, I love my kids. You actually have to express it. And these are just two suggestions, hugging and verbalizing I love you, but it's definitely important. Otherwise, closeness doesn't necessarily develop. It is by disciplining a child's misbehavior with positive discipline methods, such as timeout and appropriate natural and logical consequences, use of reason without blame and shame. Distance is produced by the use of physical violence, anger, irrational punishments, and blame and shame. It happens when quality time is spent together in activities that all members of the family enjoy. It is developed from the father binding with his sons and the mother binding with their daughters through developing common interests in hobbies or games and working on them together. Closeness is nurtured when parents create a non-threatening atmosphere of love in their home in which their children feel free to tell them everything they have done without fear of the consequences. Distance develops from the existence of a threatening atmosphere in which children keep secrets. Each additional secret adding to the distance between the child and the parents. That's a point Gurudeva makes so beautifully in the chapter in Living with Shiva on family togetherness. You know, how many homes are like that where the children are so secure that they'll tell their parents everything they did without fear? But that's the goal that Gurudeva gives in the chapter. That the home is so filled with love, so non-threatening, that no matter what the child did wrong, eventually the child feels okay about telling the parents. Zero secrets. What a wonderful ideal. And as Gurudeva points out in the chapter, each secret creates a greater distance. 5 secrets this year, 10 secrets 5 years later, 20 secrets when they're an adult, things they never told their parents, ends up causing a distance between the children and the parents due to these secrets. And why are there secrets? Because the children felt if they told, boy, they would really get it. No way I'm going to tell my parents that. That'll be the end of me. So, you can see how it all relates to the sense of love and what kind of discipline is used. It has to be a very gentle, appropriate discipline and a real sense of trust and love in order for zero secrets to resolve when the children reach adulthood.